Hello, 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 and welcome to today's Q&A call. We have some great questions today, really juicy ones that I know you're all going to get value from. We're going to be looking at lead magnets, landing pages, opt-ins, as well as a little bit on YouTube, how to prioritize our marketing mountains and our projects. So thank you for being here. I know, Robin, that Sonia Filotto is having a little bit of trouble getting online. I've left a message for the team to follow her up, but maybe just keep an eye out for her. She's trying to get in. We have apologies from Laurel, who is in Victoria. Liz is on vacation. Linda is unable to be here. Maria is unable to be here. Ladies, hope you're catching up on the recording. And Corinne is here for just a little bit. She hasn't arrived yet, though, I don't think, attending part of the session. So to everyone, welcome. Hope you are doing great. Here is what is coming up. We're going to cover off some ideal moments, some activities, some great activity that's been happening in the group. I've got your questions for those of you who submitted questions, more questions, and then a little bit of news at the end on what is coming up next. So let's go ahead and activate our camera so that I can see y'all. If you have a camera and you want to turn it on and just say, hey, hey, Ange. Hey, 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 good to see you. She's waving frantically. If you've got your camera there, go ahead and turn it on. I'm going to keep going because I've got quite a bit to cover off. I want to make sure that I give you answers to your questions and as much value as possible in the time we have together. First, though, I do want to compliment Anita, who has been implementing like a mad woman. She's launched her Shine Retreat. She's got a great looking page. Do check it out. And this is such a bold move for her to put on this retreat. You know, it's high risk, it's high cost, but she does know her ideal client and she's checking all the boxes. She's doing all the things. She's taking on my coaching. She's implementing what she's learning here and has learned for the last year and doing great. Cannot wait to hear your results. Liz, of course, is on vacation. She has a copy of her new book, which was printed by our very own Viv Kane. And you might have seen that she put this little cute little gif of her opening her her book, taking it out of a little satchel. And she did a shout out to her other goals group members, thanking them for their support in reaching this milestone. So her book is called Coming Home from Breast Cancerville. Some of you will know that she struggled with breast cancer a couple of years ago. And obviously she's doing great right now, but she's journaled that process and that's coming out in a book. And so big shout out and thank you, Viv, for making that happen, for getting Liz that copy before she got on that plane. Chandra made me laugh with this post about spreadsheets, how excited she was. She was so excited about her spreadsheets. And then she had an apologetic post to say, love spreadsheets, still haven't done my project plan. But the good news is I saw, Chandra, that you have now done your plan and it looks fantastic, actually. I left you a comment there today. So for those of you who haven't dived in yet and used the Google Sheet, set up your project plan, I really encourage you to do that. It really takes your project to a whole new level of specificity and accountability as you set your timelines. Now, I know a couple of you have a little groundwork yet to do to get to that point, but we'll see if we can't move you along today. Alison. So Alison's project was to produce videos with her audience across social media, and this is something that she's really resisted, just that whole doing Facebook Lives. Like me, she finds it a little bit confronting, but she did say thanks to the Ideal Project, she's faced the fear and done it. And she's put together a content calendar, researched the Hows and Whys, and even painted her bookshelf, which she's got a wonderful setup at the back of her. And all those little things count, you know, when you're trying to prep and get in the zone to do the videos. So she's posted a video, asked for critiques. This is a great thing to do. If you post your content, if you want feedback from me and from others in the group. If you're doing more research and you want lots of replies, then put it in the general members group. But if it's something specific to Ideal, go ahead and use our Facebook group. Karina also did her first Facebook Live. And what I love is she did this in collaboration with Rachel Matthews, who designs fashion. And the two of them were talking about this real hook that she's got now, which is about her statement pieces. Absolutely loved it, Karina. I know you're doing another one in a couple of weeks. So hats off to you. And speaking of project plans, Chandra, Francine, Christy Lee, Linda, Karina, Judy's done her mountain, a whole lot of others have posted their projects, which is very, very, very exciting. And of course, the alumni had already prepared their projects and they're sort of chugging away at those. I know that Fran, for instance, is up doing the outline for her book and moving things along with this new part of her business that was her mountain. Christy Lee, love this post about getting some feedback on the naming of your lead magnet, whether it was going to be avoiding a recruitment disaster or recruitment success or pain-free recruitment, and all of these things count. When it comes to our lead magnet and getting people in that bottom of the mountain, what we present to them, whether it's a PDF download, whether it's a free webinar, whether it's a free trial, whether it's a live event, whether it's a challenge, whether it's an free online video course, whatever it is, the name is so, so important in speaking to our ideal client. So I hope you got that finalized. Do let us know what you came up with. And I know you do have a question for us here today that I'm going to be answering in just a little while. Now, and Sonia says, finally here. Yay, welcome. Yeah, we've got congratulations to Karina and yay for you, Francine. Good on your friend. Everyone's cheerleader. We love Fran. Now, in the video I posted late last week, I talked about walking and chewing gum at the same time. And so we will always be talking about our projects because our projects are the things that when we execute them well, one after the other, sort of linking one to the other, keep us making progress that we can measure, right? And when we break them down to their most minute detail and check all those details off, we keep going from big rock to big rock and really reaching those strategic objectives that we want. And so while we'll continue to focus on the projects and mapping them out, we do also need to, as I said, what I mean by walk and chew gum is to be able to focus on other areas of the business and what it is that's going to make your business ideal. Now, you'll remember you did the audit. And so in that audit, I can see that we're at varying stages in different parts of our business, whether it's systems or technology or money or people or you know, your own personal development and your confidence. But we do need to get that project muscle exercised. And so we will keep working on that and I will keep reminding you to stay focused on the projects. But it doesn't mean we can leave other things to the side, like our planning and our delivery of our products or our outsourcing and all those things. And so from here on in, on our monthly workshops, right, which are one of our key parts of this program, we will be diving into those things. Now, depending on what stage you're at with any of those, you'll be working on your specific goals with relation to that area. That's going to become more clear when we do our next workshop, but I'm very excited because you're going to start seeing amazing progress across all areas of your business, really moving you towards that sustainable business. But today we have Q&A sessions, and these are really where we get the chance to check in on the things that are stopping progress in our business. And they could be small things, they could be big things, it could be a little thing that you're stuck on. And just know there is no such thing as a bad question. And I want you to ask questions in these Q&As and in the group. I just speak from experience. And because I'm part of a mastermind, I'm part of a group like this, which is for people who have membership-based businesses. And the question and answers, whether they're on a call like this or in the group, is where the gold comes in. And I'm always referring back to other people's questions and answers as well. So I want to encourage you to do that. And I want to say hi to everyone here. It's so lovely to see your names. I'm so excited to be here with you. So great questions today. We're going to get through these in the time we have. I'm going to move pretty quickly. And in some cases, I'm going to leave you with more questions than you started. And some of you didn't quite give me one question. You gave me a lot of questions as one question, so I may answer one question and then ask you to take the rest of the questions and break them up into single questions and pop them in the Facebook group. So the clearer we can be on our questions, and I'll talk a little more about this before we finish up today, the better the answers you're going to get from me and from your cohort, because everyone in here is moving their business forward and making great gains. And so you want to tap into that brilliance. Today, of course, we're going to go deeper with me answering your questions, but please use the chat box to go ahead and, you know, pipe in as you have ideas. Chris Lee says, thanks for all the feedback. It was great. I'm going with a lead in hook of avoiding a recruitment disaster by downloading the lead magnet, hiring the right employee the first time. Yeah, that's great. That appeals, I think, to first-time hirers, but also the people who've hired someone. And, you know, I was just talking to someone the other day and they're having their fourth attempt at finding a personal assistant. And she's like, can you give me a role description or can you give me an ad or something you did? She said, because this is like the fourth time around. And I know that, right? In my very first business, it was the fourth time I've recruited a receptionist in that instance that I went, what is up with this? You know, and it came back to the systems, managing the people, procedures, expectations, key performance indicators, right? All those things. So, yeah, great, Christy Lee. I think that's going to really fly. And I'd love to see you start to build that lead magnet out. And I know you're already part way with that. You're working on your landing page. We're going to talk a bit about that. But the first question I'm going to answer here is from Chandra. And she actually posed two questions and said, feel free to choose whichever one. I'm going to try and give you answers to both. The first part here, I don't know if you can read that slide. The first part says, I'm working up to a launch and I want to get as many people to the bottom of my mountain as possible. I have a new opt-in, top 10 in-demand skills for women making career change. Her ideal mountain climber is a professional woman who's been doing what she's been doing at work for a while and is feeling like she's ready for something different. Feels like she's lost herself in her work and is not doing what she's really meant to do and is starting to question what's next. Could be considering a new role or starting her own thing. So she's really in that transition period. Yeah, I love that mountain climber concept too, Linda. So she's looking for ideas on where she can promote this opt-in. So we're going to get to that question second. But firstly, you've said, I've created a basic landing page for the opt-in and would love any feedback about any tweaks, improvements I could make. And she's given me here the URL. So this is where we're going to start. But before we dive specifically into Chandra's, I wanted to give this to all of you because you're all creating a landing page, whether that's a page on your website, whether it's a specific landing page for an opt-in, whether it's not for an opt-in, but just a landing page. I want you to think about all these elements. And these actually come from a podcast that I did a little while ago, which is about the key things to include in your landing page. And I'd be happy to give you that link, but I'm going to break them down for you. And remember, you have this to go back and refer to, but feel free to take notes as we go along. So the first thing, and now I'm not saying whether Chandra used these or didn't. I want to give you the full picture, and then we're going to dissect Chandra's. So the first thing is a call to action. And anytime we are asking people to do something, we want to give them one specific thing to do. Okay, what is it that you want them to do next? Is it to click the button? Is it to fill in the form? Is it to pick up the phone? Is it to come into the store? One thing. You want to avoid all distractions. And by distractions, I mean also follow me on Facebook, navigation, or download this. Or, you know, you don't want them looking at five different things. You want them to have one thing to do on every page, one clear call to action. The second thing is your buttons. And buttons, Joanna Weeb, who is a button specialist, I once saw her speak for an hour at a conference in Denver, and the whole hour was about buttons and button copy. And by buttons, I mean, you know, those things like that, buy now, download now, get your freebie. What I want you to think about your buttons on your page is you want them to be consistent, like you want to use the same copy every time you have a button. And if it's a longer page, you want to repeat the instances of the button, but you also want to make them very active, like get my guide, get instant access, send my guide, right? In your instance, Chandra, you want to have it be an action. And so you want to put your actions in your word. Who used it was a specialist in buttons? Absolutely. She's so interesting. And one of the things she said, Chandra, which I think is worth pointing out here, is she said that when people see buttons on our website, it's like a mystery world. It's danger could be behind that button. They don't know what's behind there. And so we want to make it as easy as possible for them to click the button. They said it's like seeing a door to a building and it's this really craggly old building. There's, a skeleton sort of symbol on the door. There's cobwebs. And there's a sign that says, free bunnies inside. Right? They're not going to go in. So you want to make sure that you kind of make it as enticing as possible. And you want the button copy to relate to exactly what they're looking at. All right. The third thing is your actual form on your page. Now, there's two schools of thought. One is you have a form that looks like this. There's the field that you want them to fill in. The other is that they click a button and the form pops up. Either way, you want to make it really simple. And what I love that you have done, Chandra, is you've got two simple things. Name and email address, right? You don't want to ask 10 different things because that becomes a barrier. In order to get a free download, for instance, or something really simple, you don't need to have their phone number, and you don't need all those things. And I remember doing an event for Optus, and we were collecting leads for Optus, and they wanted to ask phone number, how many people in their company, what's, and I said, you are just going to kill the opportunity for people to say yes. Once you have them in your world, you can ask any question you like, but right now the goal is the opt-in and for them to see the thank you page. So you want to keep it real simple. Now you want to notice the copy on these buttons, right? They're using actions. And try and keep it to, you know, first name and email. Some people just go for the email address. I like to personalize emails where I can, so I do like to get the first name. Part four, headline. What is the big hook that is going to get people reading your page? This is the first thing they see and the most important part of the whole page. So you want to make it count. You want to make it very clear. And here is a headline from one of our lead magnets. This is a free webinar that on the webinar we talk to people about mentoring. And you can see it says, the secret weapon Australia's top businesswomen consistently use to stay focused and successful. That is the hook. So you want to make sure that your hook at the top is very, very clear. Then we go into your body copy, right? So what content, including introductory paragraph and bullet points, are you going to include? You want to make it scannable. So even if you go with a long page, you want to make it so that people can just look and pick up the key things. The other thing you want to do is you want to load it up with authority, and that is authority and social proof. Why you're the authority, why you wrote this, why you're offering this free challenge or workbook or webinar or, you know, whatever it is, the people you've helped. Even if you haven't helped them with this specific thing, what comments do you have that you can use for even one client that can support your argument? Or are there statistics about a trend that you are focusing on? I'm going to give you a couple of examples, Chandra, when we go to this. What is the market saying about this specific issue? Number six, terms of service. Now, this is very important, especially if you are advertising on Facebook and sending traffic, because Facebook requires us to include our contact details, privacy policy, and a link on your landing page. So you'll see at the bottom of our landing pages, it always says sort of about her business, links to our website, privacy policy, and whatever the other one is. But those are required. It kind of makes you look legit. So you want to make sure that you've included those on the bottom of your page. Page layout, number seven, page layout. So just thinking about where do you want their eyes to go on the page. And using the copy that's going to be consistent with, if they've come from an ad or they've come from an email, you want the imagery and you want the wording to be consistent with what they've seen in the email. So it's just validating. You don't want them to do a page that doesn't relate, the language doesn't match up, the layout doesn't match up, right? You want to have that repetition. It just creates trust and safety in the person. Right. And don't feel like, oh, well, I just said that in the email. I'm going to say something different. People don't read everything. Right. You want them to have that safety of, oh, this looks like what I just look like, what I just, you know, came from. Hope that's making sense, Chandra. Visuals. You want to include a picture of what it is they're getting. And so specifically for Chandra, you are offering, you know, a guide. And so I encourage you to use that guide image on your page. Now, I know it's in the thank you page, but you don't have it in the page, as we'll see in a moment, that people are signing up. And if it is a guide or a book, you want to try and have it look like a guide or book. And there is a website called Planet, Placeit. Like Placeit. Robin's going to put a link here. And for those of you who are listening to the recording, we'll make sure this link is in your emails. And Francine says she loves Placeit. And this is what gives you, you know, you could put your logo on a T-shirt or you can put it on, you can create a 3D book. And if you look at this next image, this is our making an ebook. This is our ebook that leads to mentoring. And you can see here that this visual looks like a 3D book. Now, of course, it's an ebook, so it doesn't really look like that. It's not a printed book, but it makes it look more lifelike. And so you want to include an image that looks like that rather than a flat image if you can. The other visual that we have on the landing page about mentoring is this picture of these wonderful women who are part of our Business Women's Hall of Fame because they are featured in the book. So what visuals from your download could you also have on the landing page? Again, just to brighten it up and just to have consistency. Fran says, oh, fun, thanks. Very good. And social proof, as I mentioned before. This can be client testimonials. This can be screenshots from your Facebook group where someone says something great about you. They could be logos of media you've been featured in or endorsements of some sort. And it doesn't have to just relate to your product and service. It can relate to the industry you're in or the point that you're making or the flag that you're flying. So here on this screen, you see some social proof that we've used. Now, this is Richard Branson, Oprah Winfrey, and Sheryl Sandberg talking about the importance of mentors, right? Now, they're not saying go and do the Her Business Mentoring Program, but they are big names saying, you know what, most of the businesses that succeed, they have mentors, right? So you want to pull in some of that social proof. It just adds weight to what you're doing. And scarcity. Now, with an ebook or something, you know, a lot of your lead magnets, they're not going to run out, but you can probably honestly say that this is a limited time offer, right? Because you may not do this forever. Okay. I never want you to BS people, but to say that this is a limited time offer is probably true because you're not going to do it forever. Okay. So you want, but if there is an offer that is truly scarce, you absolutely want to build that up. You may even put a countdown timer on your page if, you know, you have that sort of advanced strategy. But you want to see, can you build in scarcity? And then directional cues. Now, this is just a little bonus one, is can you do something to draw the eye of the visitor to where you want it to go? So this is actually a shot from one of our emails, and you can see that arrow is kind of pointing to the link that I want them to click on. The other thing is that, again, just a little aside, you want your in your emails, you want your images as well as your text links to all go to the same place, right? Don't forget to include links on all your images. And finally, trust and security. So if you have an opt-in form, you want to be sure to say, we do not sell your data or whatever, you know, you've seen those messages. Or to say, by signing up, you are also going to get details of offers and whatever. You want to let people know that what is sort of behind it, right? Because people have, you know, it's not like 5 years ago. People know what happens. They sign up for one free thing and they get 10,000 things, right? So you just want to build in as much trust. Of course, if your page is selling something, you want to have all those security things around their purchases and that sort of thing. Good. Can I get some nods? Good, useful for everyone? Perfect, good. So this is Chandra's gorgeous page. And this is for her top 10 in-demand skills for women making career change. So I'm going to run through this pretty quickly. So feel free to ask me questions as I go along. So you can see she's got her title at the top. I'd love to see you have something that says free guide, you know, right? Because we don't know what it is at this point. All right, so we want to know that it's a free guide. The title is fine. But I want to know that it's a guide that I'm getting. The other thing is the editorial on the left, the copy on the left. It's editorial, but it's broken up as though it's bullet points. And I feel like I love the visuals. They're really, really cute. But I wonder if you can use those in a different way further down the page and you can actually make this more editorial. Right? So not a big deal, but that was my first thought. It was like, I thought they were bullets, but it was actually a paragraph like that could be read. I feel like the icon stopped the flow a little bit. I want you to tell me why I need to get this, right? What are the benefits for me? I couldn't see that on the page. I could see that who this is for, but I couldn't see the benefits. And so I want you to tell me, what am I going to get when I get inside the guide? So is it going to be, like I know it's going to be top 10 in-demand skills, but why is that important? Is it that I'll be able to make a career change without being concerned that, you know, or I'm going to make the right decision about what I'm going to study? Or, I mean, I don't know your topic that well. But what is it that I'm going to learn? And you want to bullet point that copy. I think you can add to this page. The other thing is you want to visualize the guide. So this is what I was saying, is like the guide doesn't appear anywhere here. Now you could put it to the right of the headline, right? So you could have the headline and then put the image there. It is a beautiful picture of this woman who we don't know who she is though. So I'd love to see, why are you the person telling us about this, right? A little note from you. It only has to be a couple of paragraphs, right? Just to say, this is who I am. This is how I help women. I've helped all these women transition career. And I've created this guide because I kept getting this question about what skills should I be developing so that I'm not left behind or so I can make that pivot finally. Right, so you want to tell them a little more about you. And it is a beautiful photo because she's beautiful. Pretty hard, I'm sure, to get a bad photo of you. The web form is great. I love that you've only asked for the two fields. I would add another word to your button, like get instant access, if that's what it is, rather than instant access. Again, we just want to get that get in there, or download, or send my guide, or something like that. And you've got quite a bit of real estate there for your logo. I think you want to move that to the footer and just minimize it, along with those other things like your privacy, etc., especially if you're driving traffic to that page. But I do think you could add a little more content and give me all the reasons all the benefits I'm going to get, and maybe add some social proof and some scarcity, right? Testimonials. They don't have to be exactly about this guy, but if there's someone you've helped transition their career and you can have a little photo of them and whatever, if there's some statistics out there that says, women who upskill are more likely to get the new roles, whatever those things are, you might want to include that as well. And Belinda, hey Belinda, great to have you here, is saying, maybe a headline at the top, something to hook me in from the beginning. Why do I want this? What will happen if I don't? Or what can happen if I have these skills? Yeah, great, great, great feedback. Now, I am going to give you a link to a download, which a landing page and a download, which is from Stu McLaren of Tribe. Now, some of you might have seen this, right? It is a great page. Just as an example, you watch, he's going to have all those elements that I just mentioned. And if you download the guide, firstly, it's very, very good. But it's also, what's in the guide is almost irrelevant at this point. We're just looking at the landing page and how to use all those elements. And so we've put that link there for you. And again, if you're watching the recording, you'll be able to get that. It's a really good example. You could also have a look at some of ours if you want. But I think you've done a great job. I know that you're getting someone to work on this page, but they're the tweaks that I would make, and I think it's going to give you, and yes, Anna's noticed the copyright year needs to be updated. Yeah. And she said her first thought was to wonder if this was still current. Yeah, unfortunately, that's one of those things we do need to keep updating because people do think, oh, well, is this still current? Did she write this a year ago? Is this still going to be relevant for me? Then we go to your thank you page. Now, your thank you page does have an image of the product. Check. Very, very good. However, you've given them four different next steps, or three different next steps. This is what we call your step two opportunity. So this is the page where you want to give them the next thing you want them to do, right? So you want them to check their inbox, but this is now, you've got their attention. While they're here, this is where you give them that, we were talking about Tarzan and the vines and getting the next vine. This is now time to give them the next vine. Maybe you didn't have it ready yet. I'm not sure. You can shoot me a message. But you want to just give them the next thing you want them to do. Is it a free training? Is it a one-on-one call? Asking them to go to the Facebook group, you can do that in a follow-up email. I wouldn't be trying to get them to do too many things. Get you on them to do one thing, and what you want to do is to move them up the mountain. So they've gone from awareness, they know who you are now, the ebook's on its way, great, they're going to get that in a minute, right? Remember, they may never open it, so we're not going to rely on that. We're going to rely on this page here to give them the next step. So maybe it's a video from you saying, hey, I'm so glad that you download it. It's on its way to you. And what you'll find is that, these 10 skills have been proven time and time again to get women the best roles in their career. And for those of you who want to start a business, then, blah, 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 right? And then the next thing, you've got to give them the next thing. So what is the next thing up that mountain? I don't know what that is, but that's what you want to think about using this opportunity for. And again, the logo takes a lot of space. I bring it down and just add, reiterate on this page what it is that you want them to do next. Not all the things you want them to do next. Now, the follow-up emails that you're sending, and I did get your email, you want that to also relate back to whatever this step two that you want them to take is, which is in that consideration stage, right? That you're going to warm them up. And you might have a couple of emails, right? But what you want to do maybe in that first email is give them an opportunity to reply. So you've sent them the download, and then you might just have a question that says, so what skill are you most interested in, you know, improving for yourself? Now, you may do that in the first email, or you might do in the follow-up email that says, hey, I hope you got a chance to have a look at the ebook. Did you notice on page 37, you know, or 7, I hope you don't have 37, on page 7, this and this. Let me know what you thought of that, right? You want to give people an opportunity to reply. It's good for your email stats. It's also good for you to get into conversation and see who's really ready for you. But see, you've said, get a copy of my book, join the Facebook page, get more free resources, work with me privately. If work with me privately is the next thing, then you want to give them an opportunity, you know, to do that discovery call, to do that first thing with you, to, you know, move them forward and move them up the mountain. Anna's saying, also Chandra, oh yeah, we saw that. All right. Where is Chandra? Is that helping? Included way too many things. Yeah, and we tend to do that. But, you know, you're not alone. We all do it, right? Because we think, oh, we've got them. I want them to do this and this. Just give me one thing, and then have what you send me in the mail follow up that one thing. And so what I'd love to know is, what is that next thing you're going to send them to? You know, pop it in the group later. And, you know, in the emails, the subsequent emails would be still trying to get them to that thing you want them to do next, right? You want to keep your clear focus really, really clear. When you've exhausted that, whether that's 2 emails or 3 emails or 5 emails, then you might have as a backup, hey, go ahead and join us in the Facebook group, because I'm helping women with their careers all the time. But right now, you've done a great job. It all looks beautiful. Whoever your designer is, they do a great job. Now it's just tweaking. All right? Very good. So you did it yourself. Oh, there you go. Oh, good. That means you can, you know, make the changes yourself as well. That's fantastic. And Belinda's saying, what if you do have a few things like Messenger list, Facebook group, and do want to deliver the download when it has a video, that goes with it? Not sure of the question, if you do have a few things. Yeah, you just don't want to give them everything at the same time. What is it that you want them to do at that next step, right? They've got the freebie. What is the next thing that's going to move them into consideration, right? So let me give you an example. With our mentoring ebook, the next thing is a webinar that talks about how to find your own mentor. Because now they know that having a mentor is really important. The next thing is how to find a mentor, what to look for in a mentor, how to know if a mentor is right for you, etc. And then at the end of that, I'll say, great, you can go find a mentor. But if you don't want to do the legwork, we've been matching people with mentors since 1998, and we'd be happy to do it. And then I make the offer. Okay, so that at that point, the freebies stop. I'm not saying, plus go to our Facebook group, plus listen to my podcast. It's nothing to do with it. I want to keep them really focused on mentoring. And so then if they sign up for the webinar, they don't show up, they get reminders to show up for the webinar. If they sign up for the webinar and they don't buy, they get reminders about what it was that I offered on the webinar. Right? So you just keep it very, very focused. Very, very good, guys. I want to just very quickly give you the next piece for you, which was, and I want everyone's input in this. So the second part of your question was, I'm working up to a launch and I want to get as many people at the bottom of the mountain as possible. So she wants to get this download to as many people as possible. So just one grammatical thing. It's top 10 in-demand skills, in-demand hyphenated, for women making a career change. And you just got an A missing. So where is Chandra going to find these mountain climbers? So these are women who are feeling lost in their work. They're not doing what their mentor do. They're wondering what to do next. And remember that the download is top 10 in-demand skills for women making a career change. Where can Chandra find these people? Go ahead and put something in the chat box. I think, firstly, you want to be creating content around this idea, right? So this is going to be your core content. You want to be putting articles on LinkedIn. You want to be putting them on your blog. You want to be popping this into the right sort of groups. You want to be reaching out to as many people as possible. You want to reach out to your own email list. Fran says business chicks, right? Lots of career women in that group. Like-minded bitches drinking wine. That is really the name of a group. That's what LMBDW is. Sonia says Facebook, Instagram. So you want to go to specifically organizations that have career women. So the tools don't matter as much as finding that ideal client. And so you want to look for, where does that ideal client hang about? What do they read? Are they, is there a publication that you might be able to write an article for, or offer the lead magnet for, or put an ad in? So SourceBottle, for instance, is a very good one for those looking for business owners, because SourceBottle is PR opportunities for Australian business owners to be, you know, be in a publication. So we would advertise in that. So for you, what are the publications or blogs or sites that might take advertising? But you want to kind of exhaust the options, but you don't have to go to all the platforms. So what are you good at? What do you love? Is it starting to do Facebook Lives on your page and offering the guide? Is it doing pre-recorded videos? Is it getting on all the career type podcasts and offering some value about these skills? I mean, that is such a great hook. Like, these are the 10 skills that you need to have if you're going to change your career. Okay. Seek would be a great idea, Career One, business schools or universities. So there's a few ideas there for you. Go ahead and scrape those so that you've got them. But yeah, you're looking for people who want to change career. People who want to change career. Awesome. Okay, I hope that was useful, Chandra. Again, if you've got a follow-up question, go ahead and pop it in the Facebook group. I really want to see this out in the marketplace. I want to share it for you as well on our networks, so across our Facebook page, across my LinkedIn, across Twitter. So you want to, as soon as you've got it all ready to go, let me know and we'll share that. And thanks, everybody, for doing that. And Belinda, SourceBottle is an Australian media kind of company that connects individuals with bloggers and media. So the media says, I'm looking for a woman, 25, you know, who's recently, you know, I don't know, started yoga, whatever. They're all very bizarre things. Or I'm looking for someone who specializes in collecting debt, right? So Sonia just got in a story the other day. Ange, who's our digestive system person, just got a story with them talking about digestive health. Chantel Bell, who has a energy booster program, she's one of our nutritionists, she's gotten a whole lot of articles as well from there. Yeah, great. Thanks, Fran. Very succinctly put. Very good. Chandra, can I just check in? You good? Oh, that was great. We'll make the tweaks and update. Need to get really clear on my next step. I want them to take original attention, was feed them into a 5-day challenge. And I think that is fine, right? It could be a 5-day challenge. Now, that is another free thing, but that's okay if you make the offer on the challenge. Right? You just don't want to go free and keep giving them free. But you could say, hey, you know, you've got the ebook on, you know, July 26th, I'm starting this 5-day challenge. And here's what we're going to be doing is, you know, whatever. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but you want to make sure that at some point very soon you're making an offer. All right. Next question. We're moving on to Julie Donnell. So Julie's question relates to general content marketing. She's wanting to know whether she needs to create a mountain to get people from the awareness stage, just hearing about her, to helping them see what their problem is by using a lead magnet, such as a checklist, and then providing a mini version of the solution to add them to their database. And then she's saying, you know, she's got 5 categories of people. Does she need 5 different lead magnets to get their addresses? And I think, Julie, you've just created a real big project for yourself. And so here's where I'm going to start. I'd love to see you simplify and focus. And by that, I mean choose one thing and go deep on that. So you have multiple people, like they're similar, but they've come to you for different things. And you've got multiple things that you're selling. But today we're going to focus on that one main thing that you are selling. And so for me, you know, when I'm training for a race, I focus on my running technique. So getting my lungs in order, getting my legs stronger. I don't also focus on dance and yoga, right? Unless they're supporting me to run faster. So I've been very intentional about you all choosing one thing to focus on. One who, one what, one how. Right. And so, and that's one lead magnet as well. And so once we learn this system, then we can repeat it. But what we want to do is we want to either go for our lowest hanging fruit or our highest opportunity. So when we give ourselves too much choice, we can often really impede our moving forward. And so whatever your lead magnet is, you want it to be consistent with the thing that you are going to sell. And so what you want to do is see, can you come up with a lead magnet that is a bit of a catch-all for either all five categories of people or the people who are most likely to buy, right? Because you want them matching, like I was talking to Chandra, because we want to get someone's attention because we are fixing the exact pain point that they're from. And we want to keep it really, really simple. So the pathway up the mountain, as you know, is awareness, and this is where your lead magnet's going to come in. And consideration, this is where they're going to want to know more, they're going to dig deeper, this is where you might do that one-on-one consultation, and then on that you're going to make the offer and convert, right? Now, the consideration stage could be automated, it could be a webinar about the same in your instance specifically, right? This isn't going to appeal or apply to everyone here listening. But your lead magnet, you want to go for one who and fixing one problem, right? And once you get this going and it's getting some traction, then you can start another one. So if we go to the lead magnet about stress, you want to be offering a solution about stress. So if it's 10 ways to reduce stress, so we can see here, this is about stress and overwhelm. And you have a product at the top there that's specifically about that. It's a two-session sort of consulting package. So you want to bring a lead magnet that gives people ways to reduce stress and do X, Y, Z. So it could be reducing stress that's caused by overwhelm, right? Then you're getting your two main problems in the one thing. And if your ideal client is a mum, it could be 10 ways to reduce stress from overwhelm for mums. Right? Or new moms, right? You can get really, really granular, right? Now you know what image to put on the cover, who to put it out to. And don't worry that you are leaving other people out of this, because right now you are just wanting to get one offer that converts. So it could be, you know, five ways to beat stress in less than 5 minutes a day, right? That might be a subheading. Or it could be, I don't know, it could be foods that help you feel less stressed, or essential oils, or five ways to beat stress anywhere, anytime. But you want to have the headline, the main thing, be very clear and succinct. You don't want to give them 49 ways to combat stress. You want to give them 10. You want to give them a few, a number that's achievable that I don't think, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to be reading forever. And you want to call out your who specifically in that. Then I want you to tell them what happens next, right? So once I know the 10 ways to reduce stress and, you know, and overwhelm, then what? See, the problem with diagnostic things like, are you stressed? It's like, yes, no, but it doesn't have a very clear in. But if in your 10 ways to reduce stress or something like that, then you can build a bridge. It's like, well, now you know these 10 ways, what tends to happen is whatever. What do you find happens that even though they know this information? That's the problem solution dance. You want to give them something and then open up a new problem. So for us, we, you know, making an ebook, we let them know that a mentor is what they need. But the problem is now is like, well, where do I find a mentor? And so our step two is about telling them how to find a mentor. And so we solve the problem generally. What you need is a mentor, how to know if a mentor is right for you, where to look for a mentor, right? And then we solve it specifically by saying, we can help you with that. So how do you map that across to what you're doing there? So your step two, the stress scale, which you've got there, is another freebie. Right? You don't need to give them another freebie. You need to give them something that's going to take them into consideration. And so your one-on-one that you've outlined there, like you don't need four steps to get them up for something that's $297. I think you can do it with fewer steps. And so I would go from your lead magnet to whatever it is that you're going to make the offer on, whether that is a video, whether it is a webinar, whether it's a one-on-one consultation. But you want to start to map open, like I love that you're using the problem solution dance. You just want to open up the next problem and that you're going to solve it in the one-on-one consultation or in the video or in the webinar or whatever that is. Let me see what comments are happening here. It's landing page talk. Great advice. Haven't heard through. You're all talking about landing pages. So, Julie, I think four steps is too many. And so what I would do is reduce the steps and just make a decision. Which lead magnet am I going to? What is going to be my number two? And then this is the product I'm selling. And then don't worry about all the other lead magnets and all the other whats. Let's get one working and getting you some traction and bringing in some results, and we can focus on the other. So you get to choose which one it is. This is a nice low-cost offer. My question was more around the general content marketing. Okay, well, I thought I answered that, but let me back up here. My question that I need to create a mail to get those people from first hearing. Okay, maybe you can reiterate what the question is then, because that your general content marketing, again, if I'm understanding, create content around this idea of the 10 different ways. Each one of those 10 different ways can be a lead into the same lead magnet, right? You can take any one of those and create an email around it, and right? And so you've got the pie, and you're just going to take a slice, and you're going to give them a slice, but you're going to let them know the other 9 things, they're in your lead magnet. And you're going to use whatever formats and platforms suit you, right? And so for you, it might be live events, or it could be Facebook Lives. I know you've been trying those out. It could be in-person presentations. It could be getting yourself in front of audiences. It could be being featured on someone else's podcast. So, right, Fran saying you can pull out each of the 10. Great. It was to do a video, a small story. Great. And if, again, we've missed the point, then you need to ask the question more clearly, because I missed it, obviously. All righty. So I hope that was helpful. Let's go ahead and go to Christy Lee's question. Now, Christy Lee says she's overwhelmed about so many questions right now. And so, Christy Lee, I want you to break those questions down and just ask them. If you break it down and you put 10 questions in the group, is that okay with everybody? Is that okay with everybody? She's ready to put a great. Thank you, Ange. So Christy Lee's ready to put a video up onto her thank you page for her lead magnet. And she's just a little bit stuck with YouTube. So if anyone is a YouTube aficionado, then just put YouTube in the chat here. I am not a YouTube aficionado, but, you know, we do a lot of video. And so what I wanted you to know is that YouTube is absolutely fine. One thing I want to suggest is if you are going to be doing a video script, I know you've written one, cross-check it against James Wedmore's videos that sell checklist. He's got like an 8-part formula for doing those sales videos, and it's just a good way to sort of check off that you haven't missed anything. So we're going to go ahead and pop the link for that in the group. Now, when it comes to video, you can use YouTube, absolutely. It's free, or you can do a paid account. You can use Vimeo. You can use Wistia. If we could go to the next slide, please. But YouTube is definitely good enough. We used to use Wistia. Now we use Vimeo, but we do a lot of videos. But YouTube is going to be plenty good enough. What I don't know specifically, but here's what I understand, and someone can correct me here, is that you can embed the code from a YouTube video onto your page, as even if the video is private or unlisted. I believe if it's unlisted, it means it won't show up in search results, but you can still embed it. That's what I understand, but a Google search will help you do that. Or yes, you need that link. Hi, Chris Lee, can you upload videos straight onto MailChimp templates? No, you can't put a video in an email, as far as I know, right? So in your emails, you might, though, put an image that looks like the one here of the very beautiful cake with a play button, and that lets people know that there's a video, but when you click on that, you have to send them somewhere, right? So you could send them to YouTube, or you can take your YouTube video and put it on a lead pages page or any landing page. If you use Infusionsoft, you might be able to put it on your MailChimp, because MailChimp has landing pages too. I assume you can embed video there. But I'm not a MailChimp user. Great. Fran saying, yes, pretty can. It's a link from the email to the video. Yes, it's a link from the email to the page that has the video on it. You just can't play the video in the email. Yes, you can embed from any of those three to a web page. A video would be too heavy for an email. Yeah, thanks, Belinda. Yeah. Okay, thank you. That's what I was hoping. So the landing page templates in MailChimp, I can put a video on. Yes, that is what we're saying, we believe. But, you know, MailChimp should have really great help desk So you shouldn't have to struggle with that. But if it's like most landing page builders, then yes, it's going to allow you to do that. And you're going to want to use the embed code. Yeah, great. And so like here, like most of our landing pages have a video. This one is of our Reach Retreat. That is being pulled from Vimeo. Right? Vimeo gives us the embed code. When we go to edit that page, like you put the video item on the page, you know, like you'll have a WYSIWYG thing, you'll drag like the icon that says, okay, put a video here, and it'll say, what's the code? You pull the code from YouTube and you pop it in there, and then when you save it, it should show the video. And there are MailChimp experts in the Her Business group, and in fact, Jennifer Gale can probably just set it up for you if you don't want to be bothered with all that. So you want to go ahead and contact her. She'll be inside the Facebook group. And, yeah, there have been quite a few MailChimp conversations. Thank you, everyone. Great, 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 great. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. One more question here is actually from Francine. And what I want to do is sort of give you the question because I got a little bit lost in where to start with this. But I think I've got you covered, Francine. So Francine said she wouldn't mind touching base about her ideal project. Is it right or too big, too many components? And or touch base about the slow pivot to masterclass. I'm trialing Q&As as well, going well. Timeframe was keeping it to 12 weeks, question mark. Coach trained up and ready. Right, can you see why I wasn't sure what the question was? Oh my God, you're adorable. So I went back and had a look at your project. And your project was to cut up the TAPS program into three separate entities. Main program, weight loss that might mean to say, and low price offer. And so there is no slide showing the question because there wasn't like one distinct question. But I went with the first part of it, which was, is the project too big or too small? If the project is cutting up the TAPS program into three separate entities, that is a great project. That is a 2 to 3 month project, but you might get that done sooner, right? But what you want to do is use the project template to say, okay, if I were to cut the program up into three separate entities, this is how, these are the bits that I would need to do, right? Keeping it to 12 weeks. Again, if you can do it in 6 weeks, great. It's a 6 week project. Don't stress about that. Then you can, you know, choose another project, and it could be, you know, breaking up any one of those projects and doing a project on those. Sorry, Eek. Yeah, no problem. But your strategic objective is redeveloping and launching high volume, low price online product. The mountain is to cut up the program into three offerings, which is great, right? Because it sounds like you've already decided that offering was way too big for the people that you were going to offer it to. You want to cut it up into three. So I think that's a really juicy product, right? So what you want to do with each of those products is not only break them up from a Francine, would you be selling them individually or separately? I'm into overkill, did you notice? Are they going to have three different price points? Individually, great. So then as you're splitting them up, you're going to run them through our process to create an offer, right? So you're going to give it a name, you're going to give it a price, you're going to give it a brand. And if they're all related, they might be sub-brands of each other. You're going to add some scarcity. You're going to add a guarantee. You're going to add your inclusions, your bonuses, right? So you're going to have three gorgeous offerings that could be, you know, the high price, mid price, and low price. And people may ascend from the lowest one to the highest one. You know, do you have to be a graduate of one to the other? You want to think about those things. Like, do I have to have done the low price one to move to the next one? Is there any duplication? You know, am I going to scale it? People? So these are three different mountains. And so how do I get people into the low price offer? But you're not doing all the bits for all of them right now. Right now, you said the project is to split them up. What are the components so that there's three different offers? Once you've done that, home and host, then we can move on to the next thing. So I would just try and get that nailed and finished because I know you're juggling a bunch of things. You're, you know, fighting with zero. Hopefully you're winning the zero battle. You know, and you're, you know, running your business. You're chewing gum and walking at the same time. So I think the project, to have it be to break it up into three things, is more than enough. Yeah. Yeah, you're winning? Great. Very, very good. All right. So Thank you so much. So they were the questions we had when I looked this morning. And so she's still in her gym jams because she's been battling zero. So what I want to do very quickly is, you know, just remind you that the purpose of projects and these question sessions, sorry, these Q&A sessions, is to maintain our connection with our projects and to keep us moving forward. And you're doing a great job with this. I just want to keep you on top of asking questions. Like I said to Christy Lee, ask 10 questions, just break it up into 10 questions, right? Gives us the opportunity to answer them. This is for everyone, really. I want you to think about any area of your business that you might be stuck on or you just need some extra brain power on. And I want you to write all those thoughts down somewhere, in a Word document, on notepaper, somewhere. And ask yourself where you are getting stuck. And then structure questions around those specific things. So one question, a second question, right? If you need a little background, then that's great. Just two or three short sentences to give us the picture and then ask the question. And then what will happen is it'll make it easier for me to support you. It'll make it clearer for everyone else to be able to support you. And once, you know, it's going to give you such great wins to be able to get your questions answered one by one. But when we bundle them all into one, it just makes it really hard to know, how am I specifically going to be able to help you? Because I can't really untangle. And I know you've all got a lot going on, but I really want to encourage you to really break it down so that we can get your questions answered. Belinda Rosenblum's throwing a question in. Let me see if we can help it. Question, I want to tweak how I describe, and I will because we do have some time. I want to tweak how to describe my avatar for my new Cashflow CEO program. These are women doing 50 to 100 to 250,000 USD in revenue who are growing and scaling. I talk about them being overworked and underpaid, but I want something that speaks more to the higher revenue, high achievers growing, but don't have a plan so that they know when to hire a team, etc. She doesn't want to talk like about six-figure businesses. So she wants to know what sort of language, let me know if I've got this right, what sort of language would Belinda use to appeal to those women who are earning really six figures, but she doesn't want to use that. Right? So these are women, like many of you here in Ideal, who money's coming in, but perhaps the profitability is not there. And so what Belinda does is she teaches a system to be able to take profit from your business and to really have your head around your financials, right? And even if you're at 50,000, she teaches you how to manage your finances in a way that when you get to 250,000 or 2.5 million, you already have the systems in place to be able to scale it. Okay, what have we got here? So the question again is, I want to tweak how I describe my avatar for my new Cashflow CEO program. These are women 50 to 100 and 250, like that's a big scale. I mean, that's a big range. Who are growing and scaling. I talk about them being overworked and underpaid. You know, but that, I understand why you don't love that, because that could also apply to an employee, right? And it can apply to someone, you know, who's struggling to do 10,000 a year because they are overworked and underpaid. And, you know, all of us at some level could feel overworked and underpaid. I want something that speaks more to the higher revenue. High achievers growing but don't have a plan. Okay, growth. Yeah, I was thinking about the word growth as well. So, you know, you have a growing business, you have a growth business or growth entrepreneurs. Making it all worthwhile. Because also 50,000 for heading there and can be growing fast. Yeah, setting up for growth, says Fran. I watched your video, says Francine. Hence my project is called Profit Bump. Anna says, I think it's okay to articulate actual figures and it's not immediately obvious that they're business owners. Oh, so Anna, you're saying that it's not immediately obvious that they're business owners. Right. And so I'm not overly familiar. I know I did look at your sales page and I don't know how overt it was that it was business owners. Kay saying profit creation. Is Litza with you, Kay? Give her a big hug from me. Maybe I could have seen that in the video. Is she there? I'll have to have a look. Fran says, setting you up to get the money out Yeah, Belinda says Facebook doesn't want me to articulate specific numbers. Yes. Yes, Belinda had some trouble with Facebook not allowing her ads in, pulling down her page. Very traumatic recent launch. Growing fast despite yourself. Yeah, that's great, Chandra. Belinda, I know when, because I was never really great at numbers. I'm lucky I have a business partner who is. And so for me, what I know happened with our business, it's like our equivalent to you was our savior in our business. Someone who could help us be really strategic about our money, because it was terrible when we had no money and when we lost $50,000 in the first 6 months of business 25 years ago, where $50,000 was a lot more money than it is now. And it took us 2 years to pay everyone back while still trying to, you know, run the business. But when we did start making money, the problems were even worse, because now we were sort of growing out of control. And so for me, if any of these words, you know, it was like money. It was that thing you talk about where you look at your bank balance and you think, yeah, I'm doing okay, right? And that's not the real clue to your business. What have we got here? It's really about knowing, you know, for us, it was like, when can we hire a CEO? When can we bring in management? When can we, you know, buy additional inventory? Because we had a product business at the time. When can we upgrade our technology? When can we invest a new website? And really knowing when to do that without, you know, because cash flow is king, right? And you can go broke making a lot of money, right? I've seen that happen so many times. So much revenue coming in, but the profitability isn't there. And that's really what Belinda helps people with. Growing fast despite yourself. Fran, work in, money out, setting you up for growth. Chandra says, ready for strategic support, want to set up for sustainable growth. Sustainable growth is a great one. Successful but struggling, says Christy Lee. Like running on ice, says Anna. Linda says, I think there's a link here with what Susie is saying, uncontrollable growth and your money systems. Fran says, yep, I have no idea what position I'm in. Yeah, you're not alone, Francine. Absolutely. Linda says, I'm having the foundations in place. It's like having the foundations in place so your money knows what to do while you're just growing. But Linda, I would really recommend that you actually interview some of the people who've done your pilot program, you know, people from the past who are this client avatar. And we have our interview questions that are available in your resource center. Because what I want to get is their language. How do they talk about this idea of, you know, growing out of control or growing despite yourself, or, you know, some of the language that you're finding here.
We're feeling pretty good about the messaging in general. It's more just how do I speak, like how do I have the entrepreneur self-identify with either like the type of business or the way I'm describing the level that they're at in their business. Does that make sense?
By using the exact language that they use. So,
okay.
So obviously people, yeah. Because the way, like you can see some people here talking about it, you want to use their words. I mean, they're resonating with your messaging, but I think that here's what I found: when I can use the exact words that someone has used, they will say it in a way that is so colloquial, so real world, that my marketing copy brain goes way over, right? Mm-hmm. And so you want to look for those clues inside of their exact words, which you'll get from, you know, if you did a live cast, you just listen back, transcribe it, look for those things. It's like you feel like you're running on ice. You know what I mean? Or whatever those things are. I would just dig into what are they saying. And Fran saying, happy to have a Zoom chat to help you. So Fran is a sales expert, right? She helps people with conversion. You want to capture the emotional, tactical, logical journey. And Fran saying plus one to Susie. And there's another one here. Yeah, what are they feeling and struggling with? That's a great question, Kay. Do you know the answer to that, Belinda? What are they struggling with? What do they think they're struggling with?
Oh, sure, sorry. Yeah, I think that the struggles are kind of similar. I think it's pulling out the struggles that are uniquely applicable to the people that are already at the 50 or 100. You know, like a couple of people that I just signed up, one person today for private work, who I think could have done it. But like, you know, in the last 3 months, she's now making 11 grand a month in revenue. You know, like they're growing fast. I think uncontrollable growth might be part of it, or just growing fast.
But nothing wrong with growing fast, but it's when you feel like you're not in control, or you know,
it's not intentional, fast,
but still not have. Yeah. It's not by design. It's just sort of happening. Or that they're, your sales are up, but like you said, at the end of the month, it's still not money. You know, there's still
not enough profitability there. Yeah, no, I think you hit it on the head, because I think that it's probably coming up with all those things, because I did those interviews, actually. I think you and I might have talked about that 4 months ago. But I can probably do them again now the pilot is totally done, you know. We did ask the people on the way in for the last launch of the program, you know, kind of what how they joined. I think it was just a little piece of the talking about it that is more select for the people who are already making some of the revenue. Because I also have people, though, like one woman who was maybe 10 grand a month, and then she's just jumped to 20 grand this month. And she's like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know. Does that mean I can hire a team now? Does that not? Can I take out more money? I don't know. You know, because I was talking about underpaid, but sometimes they're not underpaid. They're paid okay. It's just that it's there's no intentionality to it. You know, there's no.
Right. Or nope. They don't know, oh, now I can actually pay myself something, you know, mm-hmm. because, you know, they don't know. So anyway,
pay myself this could be a really. Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many. Just to make it really, really simple, I think you've got a good next step. It's just look for the clues in the language. And
I'm going to go back through my interviews now too. That might
actually be great. Yeah, do that. And even in the members group, I would just do a post and or any groups you're a part of. And it's like women, I don't know, if it's a post, Facebook's not going to flag it, but it's like I'm looking for women in fast growth businesses, you know, who are making over whatever. And feel like they should be pulling, you know, just maybe if you need more interviews, go ahead and, you know, ask for a couple more people to speak to, you know, or even, you know, if you're in a fast growth company, what is your biggest, you know, and you feel like you're growing out of control, like get a few more actual pieces of language. Sometimes you're too close as friends, so getting someone else to do the
point.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for asking the question. Yeah, you're welcome. So great to have you here. Belinda is in the US. So, and I think she's on the same time zone as I am here in New York at the moment. So it's after 10. All right. Very good. All right. Great. So in the time we have available, I want to do, because we didn't have any other questions, I want to do a quick just check-in. I'm just going to open up your lines and just let me know how you're doing with your projects, just for those of you who didn't have a question. So, Ange, how are you doing?
I'm really well, Susie. I'm really well. My thing is at the designer, so I'm just waiting on that to come back. So then follow up with the landing page. So that's where I am today. So hopefully that'll
help. Yeah, very good. And you should have some people to speak to from the members that I tagged.
Yeah, I see them all pop up. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Very good. And hello, Kay and Litza.
Hello.
So, Litza, you can go first. Any updates on your project?
Yes, I'm not focusing on one thing, which is no surprise. I do, however, have one coaching client for my beta project. So I'm happy about that. And while I'm doing that, I'm also working on, I've got new digital products up online. So I've got an audit and now I just need to connect the Techo stuff in the back end so that can all go out and people can start learning about what that's available. So I've got a couple of projects half finished.
Awesome. Well, and thank you for reaching out to Anita on her branding and supporting her with that. Yeah. Thank you. And Kay, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm a little bit treading water with my project at the moment. My head's still in. I'm moving house in 2 weeks and I've got, you know, a little bit of overwhelm in other areas. So I'm treading water, but I'm good. And my brain's not disconnected from this. And I found today very, very useful with breaking down the lead magnet a little bit more.
Excellent. Very, very good. Lovely to see you both. Yeah, power duo, someone just said. And Sonia, hey. I think you're muted at your end.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Moment. where am I at? Okay, so I've finally cleaned up my MailChimp. Things feel like it's going slow, but I can see myself going through and treading. My MailChimp is clean as a whistle. I've reached out to Jennifer so she can help me because I think everybody knows by now I'm not techie by any stretch of the imagination. So at least that's in order. So now I'm going to start building my lead page to get my offer out there eventually on my web page. But the MailChimp took forever. It was the most terrible experience to go through, but I did it, which was great. Just basically deleting, getting rid of, updating. Mm-hmm. You know, it just took so much time.
Yeah, so worthwhile now that.
Totally. Because I'm also getting a new software in for debt collection, and I didn't want to transfer all that information over to the new. Mm. So I'm getting there. It's slow. Sometimes I just think my head's going to explode with the techie stuff. Because I got into your template, you know, that ideal one, but I don't know what happened. I just got, some of the stuff just got chewed up and I didn't know where it went. So
did you see my response to that?
Yeah, but I didn't act on it. I can't remember what you said.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No worries.
So that's where I'm at, basically. So it's getting there. I'm getting there.
Very good. Very good. Very good. And Jane.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
It's just a lot of things going on right now. We're in a position where we kind of came up with this idea for, we're calling it the Market Insider Study Tour. And our first three clients that we pitched it to actually said, oh yeah, we want to do that. So we hadn't actually figured out what we were going to actually do. So we kind of, but it's good though, because we're working with them to design it. So it's kind of a chicken and egg thing going on, and they're really good clients that we already had. So it's kind of, we know them well, they know us well. So we're working on putting that together. And I'm just trying to find this. I want to put it into the project template, but I haven't done that yet. But yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Well, when you get a chance, you've got that resource there for you. And I'd love to see it. Like I saw, you know, I do look at them, and I looked at Chandra's this morning, gave her some feedback. So yeah, when you get a chance. Great. And congratulations. That's terrific news.
Yeah, thanks.
All righty. Francine.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. What was the question?
Oh, I forgot. I was only going to go to those who didn't have a question. You just had 10 questions. How are you? Just give me a quick hello.
I'm good. I'm good. Everything's good and overloaded, but it's awesome. I just signed up one client last night, one client this morning. I got two more sales calls. So hence I'm in my gym jams. So, a big shout out to Belinda. I watched all three of your videos. I'm calling it profit bump is my strategic thing. So it was awesome. Thank you.
Oh, great. Awesome. And Linda, how are you?
Good. Yes, I'm unmuted. Look, has hit a bit of a stalling block. But that's okay. I will push through that. I've got some questions that I want to put into the group. So I'll do that later rather than take time here.
I'm looking forward to answering them. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
And Anna James. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
I've got my video off because I've got a dodgy connection today.
But, oh, no worries.
Yeah. We managed to, so my project was the zero changeover, and we managed to do a pay run with very few problems last week. So that was really good. Single touch payroll went like a dream. So very happy with that. But now I've hit a stumbling block with getting my billing data over. So I'm kind of gone down a bit of a rabbit hole there, and also found a bright, shiny object in that I know how to create applications in Zapier now, not just Zaps. So I'm, like, making applications like anything. But, yeah, But I really need to get that sorted this week, and we'll, yeah. But that's where I'm at. So it's good.
Very good. Yeah. See, so unlike some of us, Anna loves her check and is very good at it. Now, I think Fran, how are you, Fran? I think you're muted at your end.
Yes. No, I'm good.
That's it. Oh.
Yeah. No. So my project's about similar to Jane, actually getting my clients to help me create the product around the Your Lovable Business. And I went out to four clients hoping that two would say yes. Unfortunately, all four said yes. And so now...
Fortunately.
Yay, I know. And then two others have gone, oh, this is interesting what you're working on. We want to talk to you. I'm like, go away. With love. So yes, I'm peddling hard. But one of them said, oh, we can't awesome. Start till August. I'm like, that's great.
Do you think of that? I think that'll be the perfect time for you to start August, yeah. Actually. Yeah. So you really do want to look at your capacity, and
yeah,
you were just blowing up. And so you want to look at, do you need to charge more? Do you need to, I know you're balancing a lot and it's school holidays and all that, but I love that you're busy and you're getting more work and you deserve it. But I just don't want you to burn out. So you really want to look at the business model.
So to me, this is kind of proof of concept and building what actually the concept is. So I'm going to start saying no to people and just saying I can come back to you in September. July or October maybe, once I've got some understanding of what the capacity is, because I don't even know what it is yet, 100%. Yeah. So I've got ideas about what the time involved, but I'm tracking all of that. So every time I work on a client, I'm tracking all of that. I'm tracking the output, so I'm collecting the material so I don't have to rework that each time. So it's working exactly as I wanted it to. It's just... four rather than two, but that's a good problem to have.
Very excited for you, and congratulations on getting to the outline of the book. I know that's on the list for this week.
Yes, and I've nearly finished it.
Awesome, very good. Thank you so much. All right, let me see. Who else here have we not really heard from today? All right, well, we have a little bit of time, so I'm going to go ahead and quickly check in with Christy Lee. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for all of that feedback. The whole marketing video stuff is, I've got my L plates on seriously with that. So I'll just take one step forward at a time and we will get it done. So
great.
Yeah.
Well, let us know how we can support. Thank you.
Thanks.
And Julie, I saw your note. Yeah. I don't know what Michelle said to you because I didn't watch everybody's video, but yeah, do circle back to me and let me know what the specific question is. Otherwise, are you well?
I am well. I just feel a little bit incomplete about my question, and I don't think I was clear at all, and I knew that would be the case. Can I ask you? Can I ask you now?
Yes. Well, let me just check in with the others and come back to you, and if we have time, I just want to make sure since I started this that I get around to everyone. So Belinda we spoke to, Francine we spoke to, Linda we spoke to, Anna we spoke to. Oh, maybe I've covered everyone already. Oh, Chandra. Hey.
Hey.
You good?
Hi. I'm all good. I've got my many notes to implement.
All right, great. Well, I'm glad you were able to do a bunch of that yourself because I know what a drag it can be to go to it. Someone go, oh, no, I need you to change it.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, let me know how you go. So Belinda's saying, you'll have a wait list soon, Fran. Can they be accumulated to small exclusive group? Sonia's saying, yes, how do I get that problem, Fran, having a wait list? And Fran's saying, thanks, Sonia. Yes, I think it's about being super clear on the value and hitting people where they are super keen. I mean, it's about customer experience. All right. So, Julie, let's see how we go. And otherwise, yeah, I just – oh, where are you? There you are. Okay, off you go.
So I think my question was really around – because I've done all my the projects and the actions and the big rocks, and which has been really good. And I've got on to starting my project plan, which I know you suggested we do it. It is awesome because it does break it all. So, and what I've done is I've come up with those five different areas that I put into the email. Mm-hmm. Michelle talked about the long game. So people who don't take action quickly and they, you know, take a long time, I've let those people go. Like I haven't, I've got all these people that have, that I've got email addresses for from the past, but I haven't followed through on the long game with them. So they've all sort of, I can go back to them, but I don't have anything set up. But I think what I've realized, there's those group, but then those people in that group, but then there's the people that will take action quickly up the mountain. So you're suggesting today, instead of doing four steps up the mountain, do two steps for those people that can take action quickly.
Right. And you can often make that offer of the lead magnet to the past people as well. You don't have to do a different offer for them.
Yes.
If they haven't bought from you.
But that first mountain that I've created, it's only on the stress and overwhelm. Do I just focus on that one?
Yes. Everybody say yes to Julie. Yes, Julie.
Right. Because for me, it feels like, you know, I'm renovating my house, and once you start with one thing, it's connected to something else, then it's connected to something else. And you go, oh, my gosh, it's actually everything is connected. But I need to start on one room.
Correct.
And I think that, yes, if I just start on that one, then I can replicate to the other. I think it's just bringing it right down because I want to be able to capture everybody.
And we end up capturing no one. Because we just put the brakes on everything, right? Because we can't get it all figured out. Because just building one funnel is a whole lot of work by the time you do the lead magnet and you design it and you write the pieces and there's the email and the landing page and the opt-in and the, you know, one, just one. I would love to see you execute just one in the next 30 days or however long you're going to give yourself. Do the project plan on just one mountain and build it out. And then let's see. See, you know, because like if you can be just really clear with one, stress and overwhelm, the who is the who, don't worry about the rest. The rest will happen later. What, and like the first time I did a mountain, it took about 3 months, close to 3 months. But then the second and third time, now I can pull out a lead magnet in just a couple of weeks. You know, that's with, you know, other team and designers and emails and all that stuff because I've just done the system so many times.
Yes.
But yeah, just one.
Yay. Thank you.
Yay. All right. Thank you. All right. So, Francine, the link for the project plan was in the Facebook group, but I'm going to ask Robin, who's listening in, to pop a link inside of the email that's going out today as well. Niche it some, then niche it some more. Yeah, great advice for Julie. And Chandra says, Anna, that makes me laugh because it's so true. Yeah. And just received 8 emails through the Q&A call. Maybe the system needed some prunes. Oh, my goodness. Really? You just got 8 emails? How bizarre. If you haven't been a big pain in the butt lately, I'm so sorry. Here's the plan in Susie's recording. Yeah, Robin, go ahead and pop that in email. I want to say thank you so much for joining me. There's a couple of things I want to leave you with. Robin, if we could just go to that part. What's next? Okay, so what is coming up next is I hope to see loads of questions in the group. That's what I want to see. But what is our next session together is our next workshop. And as I intimated in the video I did a couple of days ago, which you may not have had a chance to watch, is this is we're going to be diving in to those other areas. This is a chewing gum and walking at the same time. And so this is about exploring the other areas of your business that still need to be moving along and applying the Ideal Business System to them. We never stop this process in business. So whether we're just new in business or we're, you know, been in business 10 years, we never stop thinking about how do we improve our systems or what technology do we need or what planning or what's our money situation or what's our people situation or how do I develop myself further. So we're just going to get more and more levels of mastery depending on where your entry point is. I'm very excited about our next session. Also coming up, we have the one-day programs. And so, of course, the next one day is in Melbourne in September. And I saw a note from you, Sonia, asking others from Sydney, you party girl, if you wanted to travel together. together. That's a great idea. I just want you to know that I am planning on doing a member meetup in Melbourne the night before. So if you are there the night before, you get to meet some of the other Melbourne idealists, but also some of the other Melbourne members. If you're going in the night before, if you're flying in the morning, then, you know, you want to be there for a 9 o'clock start. The other thing is, podcast. We released our Her Business podcast last week. I don't know if anyone's had a chance to have a listen. I know Chandra listened on her way to Bathurst, I think it was. And I have 5 episodes that came out last week. Amy Porterfield talking about how to become a big deal in your niche. Robert Cialdini, one of my all-time favorite authors, talking about what do we do before we make an offer to get people ready to say yes. Gretchen Rubin talking about habits that allow us to have more inner calm. Ryan Levesque talking about finding your market or pivoting to your market. And Denise Duffield-Thomas talking about money and business and marketing. Ange says Robert Cialdini was excellent. He is so good. He is so good. And so we're going to be dropping a new episode every week. And right now, and this is just a tip for all of you, we have these wonderful interviews that are sort of trapped inside of the back end of a website in a video format that we wanted to give some extra life to. And so we're converting some of these video interviews into audio interviews to kickstart the season of the podcast. And then we have other great guests that we're going to be interviewing. But right now we have a competition. If you leave a review, and thank you to those of you who have, on Apple Podcasts, you go in the draw to win a $500 Bose headset plus, and this might be more valuable, is a shout out on the show and a little plug for your business, which I will absolutely do if you leave me a review. Now, if you leave a review, you want to make sure you put your company name, because, you know, you can sort of call yourself anything in iTunes and people put some funny handles that I don't recognize. So you want to make sure you put your company name so I know that it is you. And so that competition ends on Friday night this week. So you want to go ahead and do that. Belinda says, yeah, your podcast is back out again. Congrats. Great idea to share some of those interviews. Such gold. Yeah. Thank you so much. And share in the group. The Facebook group is such an opportunity for you to get all the support you need between our sessions and between our Q&A calls and our one days and our workshops to get that additional support. So ask away. Now, if it's more a research question, you're looking to brainstorm, you want to reach out to the membership group. But if it's anything to do with ID or the Ideal Business System or your projects or any of those things like we talked about today, the questions that we answered today, then you want to put those in the group. Fran Pratt says, I don't use the Facebook group enough. Note to self. Yeah, and you did use the Facebook group, which is great. Yeah, and that's why how I was able to tag some of the other members. So that was perfect, right? So Ange is looking for people to interview for her membership, you know, the content that she's creating inside of her membership portal. Thank you so much. I so loved seeing you. If you're listening to the recording, we missed your face. Cannot wait to get your updates. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will see you in the group. Bye for now.